وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ يَا قَوْمِ اذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذْ جَعَلَ فِيكُمْ أَنْبِيَاءَ إِذْ جَعَلَ فِيكُمْ أَنْبِيَاءَ وَجَعَلَكُمْ مُلُوكًا وَآتَاكُم مَّا لَمْ يُؤْتِ أَحَدًا مِّنَ الْعَالَمِينَ.
Remember when Moses, peace be upon him, said to his people, "My people, remember Allah's favor upon you when He raised prophets amongst you and appointed you rulers and granted to you what He had not granted to anyone else in the world, and appointed you rulers and granted to you what He had not granted to anyone else in the world." This refers to the glory the Israelites enjoyed before the time of Moses, peace be upon him. There had appeared among them such great prophets such as Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph, peace be upon them. Moreover, from the time of Joseph, peace be upon him, they were able to achieve very considerable power and authority in Egypt. For a considerable period, they were the greatest rulers of the civilized world, reigning supreme in Egypt and the surrounding territories. People are generally inclined to regard the time of Moses, peace be upon him, as the starting point for the rise of the Israelites. The Quran, however, states categorically that the truly glorious period of their history had passed long before Moses, peace be upon him, and that Moses, peace be upon him, himself drew the attention of his people to that period as their time of glory.
يا قوم ادخلوا الأرض المقدسة التي كتب الله لكم ولا ترتدوا على أدباركم فتنقلبوا خاسرين.
My people, enter the Holy Land which Allah has ordained for you, and do not turn back, for then you will turn about losers. Enter the Holy Land which Allah has ordained for you. This signifies Palestine, which had been the homeland of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, peace be upon them. After their exodus from Egypt, God ordered the Israelites to go forth to Egypt and conquer it. And do not turn back, for then you will turn about losers. This statement of Moses refers to the second year after they had come out of Egypt, when he and his people lived in tents in the wilderness of Paran. This desert lies in the Sinai Peninsula, adjacent to the northern borders of Arabia and the southern borders of Palestine.
قالوا يا موسى إن فيها قوما جبارين وإنا لن ندخلها حتى يخرجوا منها فإنا داخلون.
They answered, "Moses, peace be upon him, therein live a ferocious people. We will not enter unless they depart from it. But if they do depart from it, then we will surely enter it."
قال رجلان من الذين يخافون أنعم الله عليهم ادخلوا عليهم الباب فإذا دخلتموه فإنكم غالبون وعلى الله فتوكلوا إن كنتم مؤمنين.
Two from among these who were frightened, but upon whom Allah had bestowed His favor, said, "Enter upon them through the gate, for if you do enter, you will be the victors. And put your trust in Allah, if indeed you are men of faith."
But upon whom Allah had bestowed His favor, said,
this could have two meanings. Either that two of those who feared the high-handed people of the Promised Land made that statement, or that two of those who feared God did so.
قالوا يا موسى إنا لن ندخلها أبدا ما داموا فيها فاذهب أنت وربك فقاتلا إنا هاهنا قاعدون.
Nevertheless, they said, "O Moses, peace be upon him. Never shall we enter it as long as they are there. Go forth then, you and your Lord, and fight, both of you. As for us, we will sit here.
قال رب إني لا أملك إلا نفسي وأخي فافرق بيننا وبين القوم الفاسقين.
Thereupon Moses, peace be upon him, said, My Lord, I have control over none but my own self and my brother. So distinguish between us and the transgressing people.
قال فإنها محرمة عليهم أربعين سنة يتيهون في الأرض فلا تأس على القوم الفاسقين.
Allah said, This land will now be forbidden to them for 40 years, and they will remain wandering about on the earth. Do not grieve over the condition of these transgressing people. Allah said, This land will now be forbidden to them for 40 years, and they will remain wandering about on the earth. The details of this incident are found in the Bible in Numbers, Deuteronomy, and Joshua. The essence of the story is that Moses, peace be upon him, sent 12 heads of Israel to spy out Palestine. They returned after 40 days and said, We came to the land to which you sent us. It flows with milk and honey. Yet the people who dwell in the land are strong, and the cities are fortified and very large. And besides, we saw the descendants of Anak there, and all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. And there we saw the Nephilim, the sons of Anak, who come from the Nephilim. And we seemed to ourselves like grasshoppers, and so we seemed to them. Then all the congregation cried out, Would that we had died in the land of Egypt, or would that we had died in this wilderness. Why does the Lord bring us into this land to fall by the sword? Our wives and our little ones will become a prey. Would it not be better for us to go back to Egypt? At this, they were censured for cowardice by two of the 12 heads who had spied out Palestine, Joshua and Caleb. Caleb suggested that they should go and seize Palestine. Then both of them said, If the Lord delights in us, he will bring us into this land and give it to us, a land which flows with milk and honey. Only do not rebel against the Lord, and do not fear the people of the land, for the Lord is with us. Do not fear them. Numbers 14:1-9. But the congregation responded to this by crying out that both ought to be stoned. This so provoked the wrath of God that he commanded that their bodies would fall dead in the wilderness, that all of their numbers numbered from 20 years old and upward who had murmured against him, none would come into the promised land except Caleb and Joshua, that only after an entire generation had passed away and a new generation had sprung up would they be enabled to conquer Palestine. Because of this divine decree, it took the people of Israel 38 years to reach Transjordan from Paran. During this period, all those who had left Egypt in their youth had perished. After the conquest of Transjordan, Moses, peace be upon him, died. Later on, during the caliphate of Joshua, the Israelites became capable of conquering Palestine.
Do not grieve over the condition of these transgressing people.
The purpose of referring to this event becomes clear if we reflect upon the context. It seems to be to bring home to the Israelites that the punishment to which they would be subjected if they adopted a rebellious attitude towards Muhammad, peace be upon him, would be even more severe than the one to which they had been subjected in the time of Moses,